The third, a gift of the Spirit. Around us, the history of the land has centered for thrice 100 years. Out of the nation's heart, we have called all that was best to throttle and subdue all that was worst. Fire and blood, prayer and sacrifice have billowed over this people, and they have found peace only in the altars of the God of Right. Nor has our gift of the Spirit been merely passive. Actively, we have woven ourselves with the very warp and woof of this nation. We fought their battles, shared their sorrow, mingled our blood with theirs, and generation after generation have pleaded with a headstrong, careless people to despise not justice, mercy, and truth, lest the nation be smitten with a curse. Our song, our toil, our cheer, and warning have been given to this nation in blood brotherhood. Are not these gifts worth the giving? Is not this work and striving? Would America have been America without her Negro people? Even so is the hope that sang in the songs of my fathers well sung. If somewhere in this whirl and chaos of things there dwells eternal good, pitiful yet masterful, then anon in his good time America shall rend the veil and the prisoned shall go free. Free. Free as the sunshine trickling down the morning into these high windows of mine. Free as yonder fresh young voices welling up to me from the caverns of brick and mortar below, swelling with song, instinct with life, tremulous treble and darkening bass. My children, my little children, are singing to the sunshine, and thus they sing. Let us cheer the weary traveler. Cheer the weary traveler, let us cheer the weary traveler along the heavenly way. And the traveler girds himself and sets his face toward the morning and goes his way. The Afterthought. Hear my cry, O God the reader. Vouchsafe that this my book fall not stillborn into the world wilderness. Let there spring, gentle one, from out its leaves vigor of thought and thoughtful deed to reap the harvest wonderful. Let the ears of a guilty people tingle with truth, and 70 millions sigh for the righteousness which exalteth nations, in this drear day when human brotherhood is mockery and a snare. Thus in thy good time may infinite reason turn the tangle straight, and these crooked marks on a fragile leaf be not indeed.